Welcome to the With the Will podcast. We're here to entertain, inform while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark. I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I have a cat stabbing me.
Did you do anything to deserve it? Or is it the cat just showing you who's boss?
She's showing me her love and affection.
10 minutes from now, randomly, you're just going to be going, ow, fuck. And then we're all going to remember that statement.
Yep. Her love and affection is painful.
How have the last few weeks been, Dev?
Shit.
I am also tired and older.
Hot. It's busy.
Hot. Let's go ahead and start off with Liberator. It's weird because technically Mirai has been introduced in the novel stuff. I did not remember her being quite so...
That's it.
More Yuki.
Yuki and, 2.0.
And also her using Hanuman as a prop at times was good. Like lifting Hanuman up.
Look, Hanuman's just like the perfect fidget toy.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't get a visual of her like moving Hanuman's arms up and down. That feels like something that'd be funny. And then it flips to the battle with Close, with Iris and Violet. And Shumon really just looked like they've had enough. They just
want don't blame
to be
them.
Done. Yeah. And then, so Iris gets her big heroic speech, which is nice. And then once you see Kaguyamon in the background, she makes this face like, oh no. But then the problem is she didn't know it was her sister, and she's never seen Kaguyamon before. So she just knew.
Like, wait, I thought you were in, like, another fucking country. You've been here this entire time,
no,
and you haven't contacted me.
She actually specified she had been back for 2 years.
Yeah, I had to reread that for a moment. Like, oh, she's been back for, like, 2 months. Wait, no.
Yeah.
Years.
So here, we're basically about a year after Liberator started, so she's been back a year predating the story. And also, Mirai does not have cards. Minus a couple, which she gives her. She doesn't have cards.
In a card game.
And am I wrong, or did she not have AD storage, or was she just specifically asking for hers to put the cards in? Because it...
It doesn't look like she had one.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if, like, she mentioned it in the novel stuff or not.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that. But...
Neither do I. I was trying to just go, I don't remember. It's a very good setup chapter. Nothing actually happens, but it's a good setup chapter. And also, for some reason, they have to be like, hey, look, if you look carefully at Close, you can see Imperial Germon again. It's like, they're already doing this again?
Yeah, I like that they had to clarify what was going on with Close, because I apparently misconstrued what was going on last week.
No,
I thought, like,
Did they specify, or did they just say a possibility? I may have misunderstood. I thought they were saying what they thought was happening.
I thought the narration said that all the NPCs were trying to challenge her, but she was just ignoring them.
No, but I mean, like, what actually is making Close that way?
They thought that it might be Unchained.
But that's what I mean. They haven't actually told us. They're telling us what the characters think, if I'm remembering right, and I may not be. Am I wrong? Or in the setup stuff, are they doing like a lot of talking where I may just be missing things, but it feels like they're like doing a lot of this might be happening, and also the main character's missing.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm just making sure. It's one of those things where I'm not sure if I have the right read on it or if I'm misreading it. And then it's funny because we talked about last week, the column's back with battle coverage against Gaiamon. It's nice to see it again. I like it. My only issue is a lot of the battle coverage now is with decks that can't actually exist. So, like, it's kind of strange where it's like, this card did not exist. Like, this was not part of the person's deck. It's a card that magically appeared or evolved from another card, or someone is overtly cheating. So having battle coverage... I think the last battle coverage with a, like... real deck was like 6, maybe? So it's just a bit odd to me.
Like, by the way, you can't actually do this.
Yep, and then anniversary time. 15th anniversary of Cross Wars. It feels like
God,
this... Yeah, it feels like this one has hit a lot of people more than a lot of other anniversaries, because it's just, they're just like, wait, what? No, Cross Wars can't be 15 years old.
Wow, I've been doing that one RP for 14 fucking years. Holy shit.
And then Hurricane Touchdown is 25 years. And that one's finally on Blu-ray. Yay. And the 90th anniversary of when Digimon Saver's 3D first went to Sanrio Pearl Land.
That still feels weird.
That it's been that long? Or that it was there in the first place?
Both.
And then it is also the 24th anniversary of the Adventurers Battle, the first Digimon Tamers movie.
Times.
That one also feels like it isn't that old, but it is.
Look, that one definitely feels that old because one of my friends did a fan dub of it and I was in it and I had to do a lot of bullshit.
And then we'll talk about the social media art a bit later. And we have Beat Break news, which is weird because it's basically like out of nowhere. Like they announced it. It felt like out of nowhere just so that they could announce stuff before Jump Victory Carnival. Tomorrow is played by Miyu Irino and Gekkoman's Megumi Han. So Irino's done a few small Digimon roles, but he's known for, let's see, Soarin' Kingdom Hearts. He was in Fafnir, Mob Psycho, Gundam Double. He's in a lot of stuff. He was Haku in Spirited Away. And Megumi Han, we know quite well.
I have never heard of this person before.
Yeah, for people who don't know, she's been Takaru since the PSP game, and in 2020. She's Nokia in Cyber Sleuth. She was Iru in Hunters. She was the lead Witchmon in Ghost Game in that episode, among many others.
She's one of those, like, you look at her Anime News Network page, and you're like, oh, damn.
Well, the funny part is her connection with Digimon actually predates her being in the cast. A lot of the earliest photos we have of like events where like they had stuff at events was photos from her when she was a kid.
Oh, that's adorable.
Because I believe her mom was an actress and she dragged her to every Digimon thing there was. And even like when Kakuto's posting photos, he'll say like, there's a better angle in a photo that Megumi Han posted a year or two ago. And it's from a photo from, like, 1999 when she's, like, 7 or 8 or something.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So they both give some comments. Did it feel weird them doing, like, the silhouette teasers, like, 2 days before they announced all this?
Yeah, I would assume they were going to drag it out longer if they're making...
Well, especially since, in her case, it wasn't from the back. And every, like... Some people were making guesses of very well-known famous voice actors. I'm like, that looks no, that does not look like that person. That's just the only name you know. It is not, I forgot her name from Konosuba.
I was half tempted to.
Multiple people kept trying to say, what's Explosion Girl's name? I worked on that show and I don't remember it.
I can't remember people's names, let alone my own relatives.
Trying to find the actress's name. Okay, the character was Megumin. It was Rai Takahashi. People kept trying to say it looked like her, and I'm like, from what little I could see, that looks nothing like Rai Takahashi in the face. At all.
I was waiting for someone to badly Photoshop Sergeant Frog in there.
The funny part is, the more they show us of Gekkoman, the more that joke gets better. Especially when they showed us the sheet for the Jump Victory Carnival mascot thing. And the art of him is like, God, it is Sergeant Frog.
And then the mascot. It's like,
we'll show some photos of the mascot later. And there are some good photos of it. Also, I love that every appearance of Gekkoman for this, as like at his first event, had him with Agumon or Vemon.
Adorable.
The only one who had any alone photo spots was Agumon.
I mean, fair.
It's Agumon. Then Anime Expo, they had a ribbon rally. They did
really like to go.
Yeah, the ribbon rally idea is fun, especially having it. Although I gather the booths were not that close in some cases. And they also gave away a Beat Break and Allison fan.
That would have been like, it looks cute.
That is always a popular giveaway because you can print stacks of them. I have one from Senkaroll from when I was at the premiere at Anime Expo like 6 or 7 years ago.
Also practical because, damn.
Yeah.
The heat.
And then for Eliason, we got a music video for the intro, which showed off a new Renamon evolution, which I have to say, I feel like it's not like the most creative choice to just go, it is a white Cubimon.
It's a Alolan Cubimon.
Yeah, that's literally the one that everyone was saying, too.
I need to see better art of it, because it looks really blobby.
Well, that is like that CGI, specific CGI style. I'll wait till we see like better art. Because even like the little card preview stuff, it's so tiny because I gather they let people take pictures the first day, then they stopped them and people were still trying to get photos. Which is why there's other stuff that we're not mentioning. Because if you ever want to see why companies stop doing previews like that, then we got the theme song Firebird Girls by Enna Alouette. I know this is a VTuber. I had not heard of them before this.
I've forgotten it already.
There's an English and Japanese version of the theme song. And then for Time Stranger. So first up, they're like, yeah, Bandai's doing their summer showcase, and we're going to have a deep dive gameplay for Time Stranger. And there were two opinions of what the deep dive was going to be. One was they're going to show us new stuff, or B, it's going to be an overview of stuff we've seen, with maybe a slight bit or two. And it was basically the overview thing. Nothing bad, just we've got a lot of news lately, and the stuff there was smaller little...
It's like, here's some gameplay. Overview.
Yeah, Bandai had a lot of stuff to show. They showed off Evil Pac-Man, which I have a pre-order for because it has new actual Pac-Man in it. And then let's...
Now I have the urge to play The Adventures of Pac-Man again.
That was Pac-Man 2, I think. And then from the EAN barcode searches... A Switch 2 version has a barcode for Time Stranger. Now, that's happened a lot with things that never come out, but it does definitely suggest that Bandai's at least planning.
At least interested.
Yes. But also, the barcode data also had a PEGI rating attached to it, which was PEGI 12, which is roughly PG 13 or teen rated. So, yeah, not a guarantee.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, we've seen the graphics, we've seen the console and PC limitations. I don't see any reason this wouldn't get a Switch 2 port, which is what we've said even before we completely understood the Switch 2 is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, this looks like Switch 2 graphics. This should work fine.
Yeah. And then we got a little clip preview for Junomon, Omega Shoutmon. They did Coronamon and Lunamon the same day, which was a nice little pairing.
They're so fucking cute. I love them.
And Jessmon, who's pointy.
Yep. He's suffering from spiky bitch disease.
Spiky. And then some Terrymon assistant updates. First, he did a collaboration with Kaga Nezuna, another VTuber I've never heard of.
Me either.
So that video was them doing various trivia games, like who would they want to have as partners and so forth. Then they played Time Stranger together on her channel, which... I skimmed over it and I looked at what other people said. It's just the demo we've seen. It doesn't look like there was much unique there. Minus if you want like every bit of footage you can. And then Terrymon assistant. See, that's not correct in the chat. I know plenty of them. I've just never heard of these ones. Then Terrymon assistant did previews of the new Pendulums where the main focus was on new Digimon. They showed off Wankomon, Manakimon, and Gossamon. I feel like the winner here...
Wankomon has no thoughts going in there.
I like the samurai vibes of Gossamon.
I like the puppy where it's just like, no thoughts, head empty. And there's not a single functioning brain cell in there.
I don't remember who brought it up. Hellboy Kitty. I know it's the cat statue that's also Charmslot. I just love that, like, the first thing I saw anyone say somewhere on social media was, it's Hellboy if he was a kitty.
I am fine with this.
Yeah. And then we got plenty more Pendulum previews. Monmon Memo came back for the first time in over a year. They did an intro for Sayu Warriors. Then they did an intro for Toho Braves. Then they showed off most of the new Digimon, both with art, sprite, and clarifying name and mini profiles. What's funny is most of the art I like, one stands out weirdly art-wise, though. Do you know which one?
Shellmon?
Hakamon. If you look at the art, it almost looks cel-shaded. Like, it almost looks kind of like a cel-shaded JRPG character, sort of. It's just a bit odd looking at it because it looks a bit off to me for some reason. Not bad, just different.
Like, and doesn't match in with the rest of them.
Yeah, it looks like it's almost looks like a screenshot like you'd expect to see from a Pokemon game or something.
Maybe that makes sense.
Maybe it's the pose. Something about it just seems off. But yeah, a lot of new ones. The Daruma mod, getting the art of it and getting it like with the full dragon like regalia. I feel like we didn't expect that based on the sprite we saw a while ago. Because it looks because it's like, oh, it has goofy little legs and a goofy tail. It's like, oh no, these are like actual like dragon arms and a tail. It's just.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be like Digitamamon, but with like just stick some axolotl fucking ears on it.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. Instead, it's like, oh, it's a whole dragon thing. And U.S. pre-orders are open for both these for anyone who wants to order. Does it feel weird that they didn't do pre-orders for the cases in the U.S.?
Honestly, not really, because...
You think they just wouldn't sell?
I don't think they would sell really well, because, like, at least in Japan, they were marketed with the original stuff. Like, when that was over here, I never fucking saw those things. It's only the actual.
To be fair, we never had the original pendulums.
Yeah, we didn't. But they had those little case kind of things with the digital monster, I think, as well.
I honestly don't remember it. And then another single for the album arrived before it shows up in a couple weeks. That is certain. So let's look at this nice beach art, shall we? He's standing on the beach, and there's a bicycle behind him for some reason. And behind that is a surfboard. And also, he's holding a bottle of water.
Is he going to go surfing? He's not wearing anything.
No, see, that's the thing I forgot is, we're nitpicking it for our amusement. It's fine cover art. It is very much a music album cover. It is nice art, though. It's just easy to pick on it.
Because we're assholes.
No, because it's fun. And then Toei Weekend Splash did weekends 2 and 3. Man, I'm really like, I've peeked in a few times. The video quality on these sucks. Like, I can't actually be like polite about it. It's just not good.
You would know.
Well, I took some screenshots and had posted them in a few places, so I'll put them here also, just so everyone can see what I'm talking about.
Why would you torture them like that?
So, Digimon is the old streaming masters. Pretty Cure and Doremi have not been deinterlaced at all. And Bobobo, I don't know what's going on with. It's like a field of the videos just missing.
Fucking wretches.
And Bobobo is one that I know they're good masters because I worked on that on the US Blu-ray. So I know there's good copies of Bobobo. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the video with these. I would assume they're being put together by someone who does not do video work, because deinterlacing is not that hard if you have masters or if you have tapes. It's like pretty easy. I don't know what's going on with the lack of deinterlacing is especially killing Pretty Cure. If they could fix, like, here's the thing. Digimon looks basically how it always has up until the Blu-rays. I can't really complain there because they know what those masters are. They know they're good for streaming, so whatever. But the other three, I don't know what's actually going on with. In the case of Pretty Cure and Doremi, it's not that hard to just do basic deinterlacing that would make it good enough. So I really don't know what's going on with that at all. Shame. Then Adventure 2020 is no longer on Hulu. It's still streaming. It's still easy to find. Like, Hoopla still has it. And Digimon stuff comes and goes from Hulu so often, it could be back now, for all I know.
Give it a week or two.
In fact, if I click its page right now, does the page go anywhere? Nope, it is still an error page, so it is still down. So 2020 will be back. It still places. The Digimon one on the summer stream is whatever it is. Same for Bobo. Pretty Cure and Doremi, those, as far as I know, have not, like, existed anywhere for a very long time. Those ones are a shame for people who like those shows. Because, like, I think...
any, like, good quality that even exists at this point.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, Toei clearly has copies. They just aren't deinterlaced. Which is not... Can I look? I can theorize. I don't know what's going on. I assume someone just grabbed copies and whatever. And then Digimon Partners, most known as the site that when it opened, people were like, well, With the Will's going to have to shut down now. It won't be able to compete with this. they posted a website about the website refresh. Most sections of the site are going to close. The site will still be there. Products will continue to be sold at the online Toei stores they moved that years ago. Yep. The point system on the site is ending, which was kind of like do this and that, and you can earn, you know, digital widgets. It sounds like everything is closing except doing partner projects, which up to ignoring right now, the last one was a year or so ago, I think.
Yeah.
And the partner branding has been removed from basically everything. Like the partner Twitter went back to being an anime Twitter, which is what it was before. The YouTube is just generic Digimon branding now. So the one thing they're doing is the new project for the Digimon Expo, which is the Digi Gallery, which they explain, you know, what you can draw or take photos of. I like when they do these, and they did it with the novel and manga contest also. They are very clear about, like, submission formats. I like that they take the confusion away from that. Like, this one, they give you a printout. They say, like, what it has to fit. Yeah, so submissions are open until the end of the month. And they open... Actually, they may be opening, like, right now. So if you have anything you want to take a photo of or draw, read the rules and enter, and we'll see what you can do.
Neat.
Sip some water before cards.
Why?
Okay, the Amy parallel card is less exciting because we've seen this. This was, like, I think some of the first art we saw for this set. With her hand forward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the special parallel card I love, and I love that they're making sure to preview all of these because the art previews do not really show off how these look. You need the texture of the card to show them. And then parallel art of Kyoko, and that's certainly some coffee she has, isn't it? I like how the steam ends with the little skull on it.
I'm just looking at, like, the texture of it just, like, coagulated to the side of the cup.
And then we get Alphamon parallel card with a nice little energy silhouette outline of Kyoko.
Looks really cool.
Yeah, this one actually looks very good. This is one that it needs, like, the nicest finish possible. It feels like that would work really well. Then yes. Rie. Is this when she's introduced in Cyber Sleuth? I don't remember.
Me either.
I think, isn't this like a hospital scene, like, right when she's introduced? I don't fully remember for some reason.
It's like, why is she doing that expression in a hospital? Is it because she put you there?
I think it's to get people spending money on the card.
She's about to commit medical malpractice.
Then Yuko reaching out to Aiba, like, froze on that name for a second. And then she gets a nice little double E card without a Digimon on it, which I actually really like. The look of that one isn't... All of these look great when you see the foil version in person.
Yeah, the actual, like, the plain artwork looks kind of like ass, but when you see the...
I give more credit. It's not that it looks like ass, it's designed specifically for the card. Like, even when you look at the card, like, you can see different parts are made different textures and reflective materials. I think it's neat when they do that, and I would like them to do it more. And then Suedo... God, they really fucking detailed his face.
That man has no eyebrows.
Then Sayo gets a parallel card. Very much an anime plus style thing.
I like her other cards better, but this is still a really cool one.
I'm trying to remember what her original card looked like. Sayo. No, don't know. Then Yugo. I don't have much to say about Yugo because it's functionally just like alternate art of Yuko, basically. Although I do like the effect on the photo holofoil one. Works really well.
Yeah, it looks almost like kind of like scales, sort of.
Yeah. That's one, especially where the texture helps and actually gives it like a different physical look entirely. God,
lot of depth.
That really does look crazy. That is one where even more so than the others, where the art just does not represent what they were doing that well. Like, that's one where they clearly knew the card was going to be textured and everything. Dianamon gets a really good one with Sayo. Yeah, this one I just like. And then Kyoko gets
I'm reminded of that meme where it's just like, damn, I think we're going to have to kill this guy.
And then Kyoko gets a special parallel card, and this one's a gold foil one. I will say this. I love how the texture on this one's almost like a digital distortion thing. Like, if you look at the Alphamon, where it's almost like sideways digital, almost like snow from an old TV.
I also kind of like feel like how the gold is almost looks like embossed on it. Yeah. So.
Then Ariamon gets a new parallel card, which that just looks cool, I think. Although the weird thing, if you look at the Digimon in the background, are they all drawn more realistic than they normally would be? Like, look at the Rukumon on the left side.
The fucking face.
Yeah. Like, they're all drawn, like, pseudo-realistic. It's weird. I like it. It's weird, though. Then we get Nyabutmon with a few other cats. And can we appreciate the, like, the Botamon, Yukini Botamon cloud?
Oh, God, I didn't even notice that one until you pointed it out.
It's fun. The Tailmon looks great, and also Pete. I know it's just a generic Wanyamon, but I say it's Pete.
I want to pet the baby.
Then UL4's Vigimon Ace gets a parallel card.
Absolutely badass.
Someone said this is right after UL4's Vigimon gets his energy back in the game. I don't remember, but I assume that's probably correct. And then Rina gets a parallel card of the moment when she kicks Barbamon in the head. I just said it was from Cyber, so someone said it's from Hacker's Memory, which they kind of treat them as the same thing. I mean, I'm definitely wrong on that, but they kind of treat it the same thing. Also, I love the motion on Barbamon's head, where it's like blurred out.
That guy in particular.
Yes. And then we get a token card, which is a box top, or the box top set only has 5 cards, but the 6 is a token cards for the Syndromon's Familiars. And I think everyone's agreed that the best part of this card is the energy Syndromon in the back doing the Ojasama laugh. Just, and it even has the hand pose and everything. Anyone who watches anime has seen that 1,000 times. And then, now what's funny is, I still wrote clean, but someone pointed out to me today, the cards on the site actually have sample now on them, which is probably because people keep trying to print them and use them and then use them in digital stuff. So now they're just printing sample on everything.
Yeah, we're ruining all of our.
In fact, someone pointed out that the EX09 previews from a month ago, our cards are clean from when I grabbed them, and on the site now they're sample. Like, they've been changed from when I put them up to now. Which, it's not a shock. People do stuff with the art so much.
Like, let us play with the card art.
And then card battle. Bless them, they did it again. It's a Digimon Card Room episode where they do a match, and the English one chops off all of it to only do like the 3-minute segment with Yuki going, and here's some event stuff.
It's still cursed.
I miss like the full borderline framed as like a game variety show thing. I think that worked much better for this. Literally just do that and subtitle them. It works much better than the VTuber. Like, Terramon Assistant is a good VTuber. I have not seen anything from the Yuki one, because I'm pretty sure what it is I believe she does the Japanese show, and then they translate what she said, and then she has to do it again while trying to act and do it in English.
Which isn't fantastic.
And also, the model just isn't good.
Yeah.
And then, for its product time, so re-release, we knew there was going to be a re-release of War Greymon.
Yep.
They're also doing another printing of the various memorial necklaces. So those are all available to pre-order in Japan. I'm trying to think if right now, is this the oldest Digimon product being re-released, like still in stock as of right now? Because this is from Tri in 2018. Actually, that may
they
be
printed.
That may be when this War Greymon's from, actually. It's they've been a while. And then we knew there was going to be a Cross Wars pop-up event at Book Off, and they've announced it. It's officially being branded as Hunters. It's going to be last time I looked, they listed 25 stores, because it'll be a little mini pop-up corner. What was that?
I need these.
So, new art. The first is anime art with the characters in yukatas. Then graph art artwork with a sunflower theme.
I fucking love all of it. I need all of it.
I feel like the funniest one is look at the graph art of Kira.
He's just kind of staring straight ahead.
Yeah.
I love how Greymon looks confused at his tail.
Confused or happy?
Possibly concerned.
I like how Tagaru, he looks like he's holding two of them. He's like, I got two.
That's as many brain cells as he has.
So I'm looking at the art and it's like, it's funny. Like, you could take... Look at Psychmon. It's like they redrew Gabumon art and put the sunflowers on him. I love it.
Look what's going on.
It's so funny. I like all the art, though. It all looks good. Does it feel like they should have given the two of them Jorulumon and Ballistamon?
Yes, or at the very least, like, give him the Pikmons.
Yeah, something. They, like, are oddly off, and also, like, are they the only... Okay, they're not the only ones eating, so that's at least fun. I was going to say it's, like, weird. They're, like, standing off by themselves. Yeah, so this shop is open July 25th through August 11th. Plenty of book-off stories if you're going to be in Japan in that period, though. And then they announce a new Digimon Adventure pop-up shop with new Sanrio stuff. Okay, so it'll be different shops in August, September, and October, plus online. Two types of art. We get anime-style art, where the kids and the Digimon are wearing clothing and accessories based on the Sanrio character they're paired with. Then SD art, where the Digimon is wearing an accessory based on the Sanrio character, and the Sanrio character is wearing an outfit based on the kid.
And cute.
And also, the pairings are not the same that they've done for Adventure when they've done the collaborations before.
No, they are not, because I actually have that...
I know a lot of people are very happy that Joe's with the frog instead of, what was that one water creature's name? I don't remember its name. That has, like, the weird, goofy, evil face. People seem very happy with him with Kuropi.
Fitting. Also, I would not expect Tai Chi with cinema roll, but fuck it, it works.
And Agumon is happy with those ears.
He looks pretty cursed, actually.
What? Someone said it was bad Smaru. Was it?
I would go into the other room to check the blanket designs. But
no,
then
I'm pulling it up now to check. I've found the image. It was Hank Yoden. That's one that I don't remember.
Okay, yeah, the Kappa looking.
Yeah, it's the Kappa looking one. No, if it was bad at Smaru, I think that's one I'd probably remember. Yeah, I just remember it was like weird water creature. That was a good guess based on me commenting on the evil mouth, though. Yeah, so products here is we get a range of anime art, we get a range of the SD art, and plus if you buy this, you get a postcard or illustrations. I'm looking at the products. Which do I think is the best? Plenty of can badges, acrylic keychain stands. Got it.
Acrylic stands. Those are fun. That and the Digivice acrylic keychains.
You know what I'm going to say the best product is? It's a product they don't have, but I thought they did before I translated it a few days ago. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Look at the egg-shaped case from the SD art. And wouldn't that be a great cushion?
It would. What is it instead? Is it a washcloth or something?
No, it's like a accessory case, like an egg-shaped case.
Oh.
Yeah, when I saw the images, I'm saying, like, oh, neat, they're doing a cushion. That one's neat. I'm not going to get it, but it's neat. And I translate, it's like, oh, it's an accessory case thing. Like, okay. And they also won't
have... It would have been better for cushion.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then poll results. Not only does Shuriman win, Shuriman wins when someone was clearly trying to vote stuff, Yaksumon. And Shuriman still won.
I mean, honestly, I figured that one would be in second place just because
sure,
it's shown up in
But it is definitely not one out of every four votes popular.
Yeah, no.
If it had been 15 or 16, I would have said, okay, that's fine.
I expected closer to like a solid 20.
Really, everyone did fine except Kabukimon. Like, even Nohemon, I think right under 10% makes sense for Nohemon.
Yeah, it's a fun little design. Yeah.
And not a shock that Panchomon did well. Frogmon, I think, is higher than we expected, though.
Frogs are really popular. So. Yeah. I mean, if you like amphibians, you are, hardcore frogs.
And then, new poll is, which is your favorite of the new Pendulum colors? It feels like people are arguing about, actual arguing about these.
There's only two options, I mean.
I feel like I'm seeing more energy for Sayu Warriors. We'll see. That's what it feels like the energy's for, though. You know what the hardest part about stuff like this is? In my memory, because 6 and 7 are brand new. It's like hard-coded my memory, though, that the pendulums are 1.0, 1.5, 2.0, 0. So to have them, when they did the colors and they actually did the full numbers for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, when I see here, my brain keeps going 6.0, 7.0.
Yep. Mine is doing that, too.
Yeah. And then we have the little weekend potpourri stuff. So first up, Time Stranger was at Anime Expo. Many photos. People very nicely offered all their photos to us to repost at good quality. And even when I'm like, oh, good, be at the weekend post in a few hours, they're like, if you wait a bit, I have more photos I'm going to be posting in just a few minutes. It's like, great.
We are very grateful.
Yeah, so Time Stranger had nice display there. I gather it was not. It was at Bandai's booth with the other game demos rather than at the Allison booth, which they gave it a very nice booth in one of the, I believe that's not the lobby of the convention center, but the entry place is where I think it is.
Entry hall?
Yeah. We get that. We did not know that statue existed before this.
It's such a cool fucking statue.
I know. But we get the nice little zone there with the demos. Explaining everything. You get the trailer wall, which explains why we got the trailer 2 days before this. And then right behind it, you can see the single most diabolical thing in it. Do you see where it says Kentia Hall?
Yes.
That is always hell hot, everything stuffed in. I heard it was less of a pain this year. When E3 was there, that used to be where they would put the random accessory makers. Go somewhere else.
We have chosen you to suffer.
Yes. Then we get card game art. I like how it's Shoto trying to, keep up with everything he's missed. And he's still not back yet, is the funniest part. Then we showed it. Then we showed it last week because it popped up right before the show, but we've gotten art for the Pocket Digimon World and Lost Evolution since they had big round number anniversaries. I still think it's cheating to have the one be the July art. And then for the anniversary of Crosswords, we got some really nice Crosswords art of an evolution scene. Although I've seen a number of people say this actually, I think, is the Cross 3 pose, but they've added the sword. I haven't double-checked that if it's accurate. I just like the art. God, that's what I want a modern transformable figure of. I have the old one that they made when Crosswords first came out.
Just a couple of the kind of the vinyl kind of toys, just kind of
No. Together. No, I got the actual the proper toy ones where you would actually buy separate figures and they could combine to make them.
Ah, okay.
You would buy an action figure of Shoutmon, and it in my mind it's maybe an inch tall, inch and a half. And then, you would buy Ballistamon, and it was a pseudo-to-scale Ballistamon they could combine into Cross 2. And then you would get
Jeru... Was the Japanese release or the English release?
Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, the Sorg would come with Shoutmon, for example. But yeah, those were nice. I really like those toys. And then we get reference book art. And it is... Yehumon. Feels like it hurt a lot of people who were kind of hoping it would be a Sylphimon evolution. I don't think that was likely, but I can understand why from the silhouette people could see it.
Yeah, I get that.
And then Eliason was on display at Super Tamer Battle in Japan. This is its first display at an event where they have the demo, they have the Japanese version of the trailer playing. Nice. Kakudo got items from the cassette crowdfunding project. he mentioned that, you know, it was released in March. The crowdfunding thing believed in January. He mentioned he wasn't really involved with the crowdfunding. He had some say in the gifts, and he got samples of them the other day. I guess he had helped on the booklet, so he thought they were sending him that. He didn't realize they were sending him everything. Like, literally
very
everything.
Nice spread.
Yeah, and then he points out that they sent him the reproduction art also, but so big that he has not carried it home, so he's sort of just left it at his office.
That's funny.
In fact, am I wrong? Or if looking at that photo, I think it's still in the box. Because I think that white thing around it is like a shipping frame for it. I think. So that's like a little shipping thing around it, I believe.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, like you said, he's kind of left it there because it's too large for him to take home so far.
Corner things.
It's actually funny. He points out cassette players are rare nowadays, but he likes that it's is rechargeable. Because that was not like USB rechargeable was not a thing for cassette players.
Oh, no. It's just like, just cram the bastard full of double A's.
I'm still like off and on tempted to order the identical one unbranded from AliExpress. I'm just not sure it's worth the effort at this point. I feel like it was only going to be worth the effort if I could order it and get it before the first episode when they announced it. I was so tempted. I was so tempted still. And then from Jump Victory Carnival, our first look at the Geckomon mascot. So the weird thing, this is the first mascot that we've gotten that does not feel like it fits the framing of the other mascots since they introduced this Agumon mascot in 11 years ago. You know what I mean? Like it's not like the same body style and everything, I mean.
Yeah, no. The other one's
like
little chunkier.
Yeah, every mascot we've gotten since, because there was Agumon, then they introduced Gabumon, then we got Datchmon, there was Vimon, Gamumon, they did Gilmon. Those all feel like they're designed to be the same. This one does not. Yeah, even in the chat,
yeah,
they're like...
Yeah, this one's a lot tweaker, sort of.
Yeah, and they're like, Geckomon looks smaller. I will say the feet glove boot things are weird. I assume those are just its feet, but like they're designed like boots. And then also Jump Victory Carnival, they had the nice booth. Megumi Han was taking photos and posting them before the event started. She also showed off getting one of the promotional bags. And they also had I'm Stranger there. They also had a cordoned off thing showing off all the stuff from the various collector's editions, which is nice. Then Movie 3 social art's so nice. Terrymon with the egg.
Fucking soft.
Then card game art, which is Owen getting a brain freeze from shaved ice.
I feel that.
If you look at Shota, does it look like he's still like nervous that he's not back in the comic yet?
Or he's annoyed that like, hey, we have a job to do, but here you're eating fucking shaved ice.
And then Usagi Bochi did a bunch of practice sketches, just big wave of characters. Is the best one Yao?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yao and Elizamon.
And he had mentioned that he just wanted to do practice drawings with that logo, which I don't think we've seen. This isn't the normal Liberator logo, is it? Have we seen this logo before?
Now that you mention it, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, in my brain,
out of my head.
Yeah, in my brain, I'm just looking at this. I'm like, have we seen this? And I've just missed it. It's like this. This doesn't seem to be the because the Liberator logo is rounder. And yeah, it was the best. And then art for the new chapter, Usagi Bochi did Arisa posing. I'm trying to think like the most recent one is from what's that one anime? The reincarnated as the kids of the singer.
Oh, Oshinoko.
Yeah, the murdered singer does this in a promo image for that, but I've seen it before. I just don't remember what it's first from. That's the one I remembered from though. And then Tomo did art of the sisters. Does this feel less like the vibe? So this is really good for a promo image, but does the vibe not match the comic and instead feels like a sitcom?
That's correct.
Okay, good. I'm not imagining that. And then chat, time for questions. First one was sent in by Diego. He mentioned he really enjoyed the new Susanumon art. since it feels like it was aimed directly at him. I assume he means the art of Susanumon from the new digital world, that promo image they did. So he wanted to know, what is some recent arc, Digimon or otherwise, that felt like it was aimed directly at you and me? You know what's a good one? That image of a Geckomon from the photo times, where he really just does look like a goober's frog. Because, like if there's anything that matches, like, what I, me, like, calling him Sergeant Frog and shit, it's definitely that image.
It's not Digimon, but pretty much every scene from Be Your Idol from K-Pop Demon Hunters was created to assassinate me personally.
I've seen some images of that. I've not seen much, though. But I generally get the vibe you mean.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, is there any non-Digimon art that has really spoken to me lately?
It's like Villainous Twinks? Hell yes.
Let's see. There's been some game promo art, but nothing more than that Geckomon. Then Stark said, I'm sure you've answered this before, but if you got the chance to pick a Digimon partner, what would you go for, and what theme would you want to follow for their evolutions? I get the question, but has that ever been something that's been like a choice in Digimon outside of Takato? It's sort of just what happens. I feel like generically mine would just be Agumon and through War Greymon. If I were to choose. I would just be basic and pick that.
I need something supremely fluffy. So probably Doramon or Monodramon is what I usually use.
Yeah. That yeah, makes sense. Tiny Iron Fist said, do you think more characters from Beatbreak will be revealed? There's only 3 months left till it airs. We have to remember, at this point, we didn't even know Ghost Game existed. Like, at this point in the promo
cycle. Surprise, bitches!
Yeah, like, we didn't know Ghost Game existed until, like, July 31st. Somewhere around there.
And even then, we kind of thought, I was like, this looks kind of fake.
Oh, there are multiple people who, when I was trying to decide, like, if there were better versions, they're like, this looks fake. I'm like, no, I really don't think it is. It's just the coloring style doesn't match what people expect. And also, the idea that Tenya Yabuno was style would show up in a poster was very strange. But yeah, I wouldn't worry about it at this point because they announced it very early for what we, like, remember, Adventure 2020 started in, it was April, right? It was like April 3rd or whatever. We did not know it existed until, like, January. So we're still kind of, it was announced early, so we're kind of early in that cycle. So I would say give it another month, month and a half to see what pops up before you worry if we're getting a single character show. Any other thoughts?
I want my slice of life.
We all do. Let's see. The next sentence was someone said, what would you do for the podcast if Digimon Beatbreak ends up airing Monday night in the U.S.? Me and Dev would, I assume, just move the show if we decide, especially since I think we're probably agreed we're probably going to do weekly based on the show. If it's if the show airs on a day that makes doing Monday shows inconvenient, we would just move the show, I assume. Based on when it is, like, if the show airs on Thursday or Friday, I could see us just doing it Monday anyways. If the show airs Monday night, we could move it to Thursday or whenever ends up convenient for both of us.
Yeah, as long as I'm not at work, I don't care. I mean,
yeah. Let's see. Da-da-da. What Digimon would we like to see made from a Sanrio collab? I like that one person guessing Baditz Maru. So now in my head, it's like, you should just have like a Pico Devimon Baditz Maru popping.
It went all of the cinema rolls.
Are you saying cinema roll Armagamon?
Unironically, I would fucking love that.
See, in my head, I'm trying to think who would work as Omegamon, and then my brain just jumps to the time that the Gundam was fighting Hello Kitty. Because that was an actual anime short they made.
Oh god, now I need to see that. I have not come across that.
Oh, you'll see it and you'll just go, they actually made this look good is the funniest part. See, in my head, all I can think now is Hello Kitty Gundam.
Hello Kitty Transformers.
Let's see if this pastes into the chat. I think it will, and I will also show it to you, Dev. Yeah, chat will enjoy that. Hopefully that worked for you, chat. I think it did. Yeah, that's a Hello Kitty blocking the shot.
Not just block, just fucking tanking it.
Then someone said, not for a fancy or special thing, but what type of places do you like going to just to go out and get a meal with friends or family? I'd live very close to a very good Mexican place and a very good Chinese place. Those are my default because they are very, very good, very close, and affordable. And it's one of those, like, people like, you know, there's a good one on the other side of town. It's like, I'm sure there is, but here. And good.
For the most part, just like mall food court, because half of my family and friends can't decide on one specific thing. So it's just like, split up the party and then reconvene later.
Yeah. And then they also want to know, and what about places that aren't around anymore? A few miles away from here used to be the best Mongolian barbecue I ever had. And they closed like 6 months before I moved back. And I didn't know that until I had moved back. Because in my head, I was like, oh man, going to be near that place again. That would be great.
And then all your hopes and dreams are crushed.
Yeah. Shame.
In Baltimore, there was, in one of the mall, in the Lake Street Mall, there was a really good Japanese restaurant called Edo Sushi. And pretty much every year, me and my friends would go to Otakon and then, like, all have dinner there, like, really late at night. It was just so fucking good.
And, but, yeah, gone now?
Doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of places. Shame. But, yeah. Oh, was it all you can eat?
No, it was, like, a like nice, like, sit-down place. But they have, like, a huge menu, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's always nice.
That, and also had, like, balconies overlooking the harbor side, too, so. It was just really cool.
Then we got a question. I've seen people say this appears to be the biggest year for Digimon since Adventure was there. Do you think that's true? I think people forget, like, the stuff we got in, like, 2020 and 2023 around then. Like, in 2020, movie, TV show, we were waiting on a game, which was a few months after new ports and remasters of a game. The card game launched. 2023.
Figures. So many fucking figures. My God.
2023. Ghost Game was ending. We were waiting on a movie. I think that's the year when it appeared Survive actually was coming out and did come out. I think it was 23, wasn't it?
22 or 23.
Yeah. And then right after Survive came out, they announced the remaster of Next Order. Like, there's been a lot of stuff in the past 10 years in general. Yeah, so I will wait until stuff comes out to decide how big of a year it is, frankly. Because, like, you don't see anyone going, oh, when did Rearise come out? That was a big year. Because, like, people like Rearise, but a lot of people just did not play it or put money into it. For all we know, Alison could be gone in a year or two. It wouldn't be that shocking. I would hope it lasts, but who knows. Last chance for chat to ask questions. Then someone said, is Time Stranger your current most awaited game for the rest of the year? If not, what are you looking forward to?
Absolutely fucking not.
I'm not even sure it's my top RPG for October.
It's like, I'm sorry. I'm looking forward to Pokemon Legends EA.
But like, in a couple.
And Silk Song.
Like, let's look at just a few games that are on my list. Just a few. In the next few days, new RoboCop games come out from the team that made that good one a couple years ago. The remake of Metal Gear Solid 3 is next month. Final Fantasy Tactics Remaster is a couple days before Digimon. And then a couple weeks after Digimon is the Dragon Quest 1 and 2 remake. There's a lot of stuff I'm looking forward to. Digimon could, here's the thing. I will wait to see how the game is. Like, some of these are known quantities. Like, I can guess how Final Fantasy Tactics and Dragon Quest 1 and 2 are going to be. I will wait to see how everything plays in Digimon. It's one I'm waiting for. I don't think it's near the top. I mean, later this week, Donkey Kong's out. That looks fucking crazy. I mean, like, here's the thing. I don't think Evil Pac-Man's going to rank highly, but I'm still looking forward to it. But nowhere near as much as Digimon, though.
Yeah, sorry. It's Silk Song, then Pokemon, and then Digimon's, like, third unless something else bumps it down further.
Yeah, Digimon ranks highly. It is not, like, the be-all, end-all that I'm looking for. Like, here's the thing. And Dev and Lost will confirm, I really like the shooter series Truxton. It's the first one in 30 years later this year. And the demo, I had very low expectations for the new one because why wouldn't I? Oh, we're going to bring it back. It's going to be 3D graphics now. And they put out a demo. It's like, oh, shit, this is actually good. And chat laughing at calling Evil Pac-Man. Here's the thing. What is better to call it, Evil Pac-Man or Shadow Labyrinth? The better name is Evil Pac-Man.
Yep.
Let's see, and I believe that's it for questions in chat. Let's see, I don't think we missed any. That's about it. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Shurimon, because it fucking won.
Yeah. Plus, it's one of the better ones, honestly, as far as ARM revolutions go. It really is.
Nifty.
Yes, even in chat, they're like, if we were just say Shadow Labyrinth, they think we're talking about a generic indie roguelike. And here's the thing, honestly, the actual Shadow Labyrinth game is not what I'm looking forward to from it. I'm looking forward to that they're having Pac-Man Championship Edition style challenges in it, which I've played too much of that game. Okay, thank you everyone for showing up. I can be found at With the Will as always. We will be back in probably exactly 2 weeks. I don't think I have anything going on Monday in 2 weeks, and I don't. We'll see. Catch everyone later. Thank you for showing up. Bye.
Bye.